Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. I'm glad Paul Cherry's here too, ladies and gentlemen, because he's president and CEO of Performance-Based Results. It's an international sales and leadership training organization. He is the author of Questions That Sell, The Powerful Process of Discovering What Your Customers Really Want. I'm so glad he said what they want and not what they need. You know how I feel about the difference between what customers want and what they need? What they need, they get at Walmart. What they want, they got to get from you, and you need to charge them for it. I'm so glad he used that word. He's our good friend. Paul, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim, for having me.
I get all worked up about that. You know what I can't stand? I can't stand to hear people use the word need in their advertising. I hate that. For all your air conditioning needs, please call ABC Air Conditioning. For all your real estate needs, please. I hate that word.
Well, it's such a. You introduced me and talked about wants, because you always want to go for the emotions anytime you can, because when emotions and logic cross, emotions usually rule, and that's what drives the sales process.
That's right.
The customer's emotions.
That's right, and this is not what we're going to talk about, folks. I just kind of went off on one of my little tirades here, but you know, Paul, just to finish it, I just remind people that what people need are commodities, which they know exactly what they cost, and they won't pay you one penny more for it than they would for Walmart. But what they want is not as easily defined. What they want is anywhere from a little bit more to everything. And you'll make your living somewhere in that real estate between a little bit more and everything. And so I'm so glad. I want to thank you for using the word want and not using the word need.
Okay.
So I'm kind of weird this way, Paul. I get all warped about these things. I think words are important, don't you?
Absolutely.
Words are important. You know, Paul,
especially when you could pull the words from the customer and the salesperson isn't doing the talking.
Exactly. Now, but let's talk about some difficult folks. There's a scenario in the marketplace that I learned about years and years ago, many decades ago actually, when I was a young pup selling. I found that there were people who would take my time, who would nod their head, and they would agree with me, and they would act interested, and on and on and on, and I was always able to, they always took my call, et cetera, and my proposals, and they listened to everything I had to say, but I could never get them to buy, as hard as I tried, as much, many different things as I tried. And then somebody introduced me to the concept of a China egg. Now, I grew up on a farm, and so I remember that we used to have China eggs. We'd put the egg in the nest, because you know the hen's not laying eggs for your breakfast. She's laying eggs to make more chickens. And so if you take all the eggs out of her nest, she will stop laying. But if you leave a China egg, which she doesn't know isn't going to hatch, she'll keep laying, and your eggs will always be fresh. Now that's a story from the farm, folks. But there are China eggs in the marketplace, aren't there, Paul?
Absolutely. Yeah, what we want to talk about is overcoming these stalling issues where we're investing a lot of time, energy, and resources where the customer is saying the right things, but they're not taking action. They're not embracing our solution. They're not buying. And I want to talk about some of those concepts. What do we do when somebody's being nice to us? For example, where they say, I like your idea, but I need to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's called a stall.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important, the way to address it is not to say, okay, when should I get back to you when you need more time, but really to confront the issue now. And it's called a lock-on technique, and all we're doing is locking on to the customer's word to think. It's a two-step process. Step one is to show some empathy, which means just coming back and saying, well, great, I'm glad to hear you're going to give it some serious consideration. Step two is just to come back with a question or two, which is, so based on what we've discussed so far, what is it you like most? and listen to the response. Is there clarity in the response? Is there some depth? And step two would be, or I should say a follow-up to that question would be, what is causing you some concern or what is causing you hesitancy? All by locking on to that word, think.
And always using the word, using one of the interrogatives, in this case, what?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You, based on the responses, it's going to tell you a lot whether it's something really to be following up with or if it's an issue that is causing them some frustration or concern, address it. And if you can address it, get the customer to take action and commit.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Hold on to
commit
that thought,
Paul. Moving to the next step.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Paul if we could use some self-deprecating language, some sort of turn it around on ourselves and see if this helps a little bit. I'm going to ask him that question, a couple of questions there, and maybe that'll help you too. And we'll do that right after these messages. It's 20 till. Here are the Stones to take us out. We're back. It's 17 till. A little bit of Fleetwood Mac for you there. That's Christy on vocals, lead vocals. I'm Jim Blassingame, and I'm the lead vocal here too on the Small Business Advocate Show. It's good to have you stay with us, folks. And we're visiting with our good friend Paul Cherry, the author of Questions That Sell. And Paul, tell us where your book's available.
Oh, it's in all the bookstores, Amazon.com, Borders, Barnes & Nobles. You can get it anywhere online.
Yeah.
Of course, and at the bookstores, too.
And what about your own website?
That is PB Results, B as in performance, B as in based, results.com.
PBResults.com. Check it out, folks, and get his book. Find more about his book there as well and all the things that he does. Paul, we're talking about prospects that just won't take the next step. You try as you might, and you know. At this point, when they don't seem to be taking the action that they really should be taking for you to be successful with them, maybe it's the right thing for them, but it may not be the right thing for you. You have a decision to make. Have I done everything that's possible to make this happen? And if I haven't, what do I have to do? And if I have, is this person a China egg? Are they never going to hatch? And that's one of the tough realities for salespeople, Paul, is sometimes you have to say to yourself, okay, I've done everything I can do. Maybe somebody else could sell this person, but I can't. And it's time for me to move on to use my time somewhere else. This person I'm deeming to be a China egg. Now, before we get to that point, though, I want to ask you a question. You were talking about some of the questions that you asked this person when you're still trying to find out if you've done everything. Is there anything wrong with saying, Mr. Johnson, you told me that you wanted to think about this, and I'm so glad to hear you say that, because at least I've done my job well enough that I've made you think about it, and you can kind of laugh, have a little fun with him about that. I'm glad
yes,
I've made you
empathy.
Think
there
about
you go.
It.
I like it.
I'm glad you made you think about it, but I obviously haven't done a good enough job to make you want to buy from me. So what is it that I have left to do? Turn it on yourself, this is actually a closing tactic, folks. But it only works if you're sincere.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, you use the same approach that I'm introducing there. Is that step one, the empathy? Step two, coming back with a question. And I like that. It's a good approach because, you know, what is it I failed to do to address the concern that might be causing you some hesitancy? And bring it to the surface. And I like the fact is you're trying to get a commitment. And the commitment is either a yes or a no. Not this indifference that, well, I need to think more about it. Because you know what it means? It means they're not going to take action.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the fact that we have to professionally and diplomatically confront these issues. And so when you say closing, it is. It's a form of getting a commitment. I like that very much, that approach.
Well,
okay?
And the thing is that what they'll say is, they'll say, no, Jim, you've done your job. You've done everything you could do. I just am not going to be ready for this for 30 days. So now you got new information.
Yeah, and that's just a follow-up question. I say, I certainly can understand that you need some time. Tell me then, what exactly is going to be happening between now and the next 30 days in order for you to make this decision. They may reveal something very interesting, which is either they got to get access to some money or they may have to run it by some other people.
Mm-hmm.
So now we want to dig deeper into these issues because what is it, you know, it's not so much about the thinking, it's either that action steps they have to take or lack of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Which means, and let me get to the next one then. So let's say that somebody says, well, I need to talk to the boss or I need to talk to my partner about it. Okay? Now that you're using the same approach as that, and that comes back as step one, the empathy. Great, I'm glad to hear you're going to be sharing this with your partner. And then, you know, you ask a few questions. When will you be meeting with them? You get a date or whatever. Well, I'm going to meet with them in 2 weeks. Great. Can we just pretend for a moment? You're now sitting down with him. You're reviewing this information. Tell me something. Is this something you're willing to endorse, commit, or recommend? See what I'm doing there? It's, as you just indicated, a semi-close. I want to get a yes or a no answer. And you're going to get one of the two. And if they're going to say yes, great. And you may want to ask the question, so what do you think will be of most interest to your partner? Okay? And if he says yes, what's our next step? If he says no, sometimes here we want to bring up the objections and concerns. What if he says no? How are you going to respond? Because
mm-hmm.
I want to find out the level of commitment he has to really drive this sale forward. See how you can just keep digging and digging and
right.
digging? The whole point is you want to manage your customer relationships.
At what point in time, though, some people may try this and may get to the point where if they're not really, really good at it, they might get to the point where it's just sort of starting to be annoying to the prospect. At what point in time do you say, you know what, to yourself, you say, you know what, I need to disengage here because if I ask any more questions, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to sour this whole deal for the future. What do you think, Paul?
Well, that's interesting how you say it. You know, it gets back to what you said, and I think it's so important, sincerity, okay? You got to be sincere, and I use the words, you know, being empathetic. You got to be very empathetic, and as long as you're empathetic, you can ask those questions. But you take it upon yourself, like you said, the self-deprecating format that says, I can't help but sense there's some hesitancy here.
Mm-hmm.
What's causing it? Help me to understand. You see how I'm taking it upon myself? Because if I can help it, I want to help resolve this issue so that we can address your needs, your concerns, your issues. See, it's not about me selling my product. It's about helping them.
When we come back, I want to talk about the reality of the customer's timing in all of this. We'll get Paul to help us with that and whatever else he has on his mind with regard to getting people to move off the dime. Or either they move off the dime and give it to you, or you move off their dime and go somewhere else. 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. See you.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball from Soho down to Brighton.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, and my website's smallbusinessadvocate.com, which is where you can find the show. Lots of different ways you can listen to the show, including streaming, including podcasting it, and all the shows, including the ones we do today, the ones we're going to do tomorrow, the ones we did yesterday. All the interviews are available to you, tomorrow, so you got to wait for tomorrow. And don't forget that. But you know what I'm talking about. We got thousands of archives that you can listen to from our website. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog while you're there. And by the way, the newsletter comes by email every Sunday to get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget to check out our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where we've anticipated your questions. We have answers waiting on you. So go there and check it out. No barrier to entry. Both of our websites are free. If you can get there, we'll let you hang out with us. Paul Cherry is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's the author of Questions That Sell. And give us your website again, Paul, one more time.
That's performance-based results, and it would be PBResults.com.
All right, so check that out. Okay, Paul, we're talking about the timing thing. I was asking about timing. What if you just, you know, you get to the point where you say, you know what, I've done everything I can do. This is clearly a timing thing,
mm-hmm.
and I need to go ahead and just get out. I mean, rather than just beat this horse, you know, into the ground, shouldn't we just say, you know what, at what point in time do you just say, I feel that I'm going to have a better chance of closing this person next time. I've done everything I can do here today. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's where, you know, getting into time management, managing our time is all about managing those relationships and knowing where to invest those time accordingly. You know, decisions are made in three levels of commitment. Level one is the should stage. Should means there's no desire. You can't motivate a prospect if they have no desire. The second step is the want to stage, where there is desire. However, there's procrastination. Mm-hmm. Your job is to help move them beyond the procrastination. The step three is where you just take the order, where they obviously clearly recognize that, you know what, they got to take action. They have to brace your solution because there's value there. Mm-hmm. Now, most of the listeners are dealing probably with what I call the should people and the want-to people. Focus your energy on the want-to people because there's desire. As long as there's motivation, I'm okay with that. But if there's no motivation and they're just, you know, feeding me because they don't want to hurt my feelings or they just want to keep all their options open or they never want to make a decision, you're wasting time.
Don't you think that there are more people today who won't waste your time than there were 20, 30 years ago when people, you know, there was a time when people, they wanted salespeople to drop by because salespeople were their internet. We were the ones who kept them, you know, kept them posted on the new developments, the new property projects, the new products and pricing and all the new stuff. We were businesses' internet back in those days to a large degree.
Yes.
But today, they don't need us to do that. They don't need people, salespeople to drop by on them. Don't you think people are less likely to waste your time today than before?
Yeah, and you'll notice that, too. If you go high up in the food chain of decision-makers, when you talk to the owner, the president or the owner, they are very decisive and will make a decision. They won't play the political game. They're going to get right to it, whether they're yes, they want your solution, or no, they're not interested.
Which is another good reason to go as high in the decision-making process as is absolutely possible. It's all the way to the final decision-maker, if there's any way. Otherwise, you are going to waste more time.
That's right. And if you hit their hot button, what's of interest to them, interesting enough, they'll invest the time and energy with you because it's obviously a priority to them.
And
so spend the time with those people, yes.
Isn't the best way to...
I think also, too, is that, you know, the listeners should be aware that the typical customer today is overwhelmed. There's too many choices with the Internet or whatever. So sometimes you can leverage that where you can actually hold that person's hand and walk them through.
Be a solution for them.
Resource.
Be a resource for them. Don't sell them stuff. Be a resource for them.
Yes. Yes, that is correct. And manage that process and help
people
them get
are
to
looking
the
for that, aren't they? They don't need you to help them find commodities. They need you to help them manage the commodities.
That's right. That is it. They're overwhelmed and just trying to manage their business. A lot of them don't have time to be searching through the Internet. There's just too many choices.
One of the best things I ever learned to say, one of the best things I ever learned to say to a customer, to a prospect, that got me more business than anything else I've ever said was, I'll make you this promise. If I don't have what you need, I'll help you find it.
Love it.
And if you tell people
that
and you mean it, you can't run them off, Paul.
That's correct. That is correct. And you're setting the stage right away is that I'm not here trying to sell you. I'm not here just trying to present. I'm here to engage you and listen to your needs.
Yeah. Tell them you're not looking for customers. You're looking for partners. Hey, Paul, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Oh, thank you, Jim, as well.
Paul Cherry, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called Questions That Sell, available wherever books are sold and at his website, and which he gave you a few minutes ago. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.